Welcome to the Better Brave podcast, where you get to hear unique stories from guests like you who choose to live bravely outside of their comfort zones. I'm Candace Dudley, your host, former teacher turned online business mentor and podcaster. This podcast is for you if you're committed to living life on purpose, no more following the rules of society. Go hit the follow button if you haven't yet and tune in every Tuesday for a new episode. Welcome back to the podcast. I have a special guest, Andrea Singletary. She is a wife, mom of two, as well as a life and business coach for mompreneurs. On her podcast, Mama Turned Mompreneur, she talks about all things motherhood and business life. Her biggest passion is helping other moms build a business that fits their current season of life, because let's be honest, life as a mom is ever-changing, and finding what aligns with you is key. She takes pride in helping her clients succeed and grow their clientele off social media so they can spend less time on their phones and more time with their littles. I just love that last line there, especially being a mom myself. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me a little bit about your journey and how you got to where you are now being an entrepreneur.
I kind of stumbled into entrepreneurship. I first became a mom at the height of the pandemic. So literally had my son April 2020. And so while I was on maternity leave, my job ended up closing down due to the pandemic. I became a stay-at-home mom. And it was something I had been contemplating already. Like, I could not imagine putting my baby in daycare and going back to a 9-to-5. So it worked out perfectly. But I knew I wanted to have something for myself. And so started out, I created a mom blog and, you know, sharing behind the scenes of being a mom in the middle of the pandemic and everything. Built my first website and absolutely loved it. And then I started exploring more like how I could actually start making money from home. And so stumbled into the world of virtual assisting and just looking at the different things I could offer as a virtual assistant. And so in October 2021, I launched the Savvy VA Mama. And funny story, at that time, my son was one and I was pregnant with my daughter. I was like about 12 weeks pregnant. So launched a business while pregnant, which was honestly, it felt like an Olympic sport. It took a lot out of me, but I'm so glad I did it because when my daughter arrived and everything, I already had this business and I was able to basically start structuring my business in a way to kind of fit my current season of life. And when I went from being a mom of one to a mom of two, I fully understood like, okay, I need to seriously make some changes because running a business with just one little one compared to two, it looks very different. So I really was like thinking about like, okay, I need to niche down. I need to find something that better works for family and our needs and everything like that. And so I ended up niching in podcast management because it really allowed me to work very odd hours. My clients pretty much just had to record their audio. I handled all the behind the scene things and I could do that whenever I want. It wasn't like when a virtual assistant, like I was doing admin work, I had to be available during business hours. I really just got into the podcasting industry, learning all of the things, but really learning how to support my clients with connecting their podcast to their business, because I noticed that that was like a really big gap in the podcasting space. Often it was talked about, you know, monetizing with sponsorships and different things like that, but not actually monetizing it with your own offers and products and different things like that. And so I really, you know, learned the strategy behind it and everything and started supporting my clients that way. And they were seeing these major wins in their businesses, literally converting their podcast listeners into their paid offers and programs and seeing this huge growth in their business just by simply adding a podcast to it. I had been doing that for the past couple of years, but as I continue to work with more clients, specifically serving mom business owners, I was seeing a greater need. A lot of my clients who came to me, they were really struggling with how to make it work between being a mom and running a successful business. How do I do this with little ones at home? And so unknowingly, I started supporting my clients with this, providing life and business coaching without realizing that's what I was doing. And basically, It took a podcast listener coming to me and asking me to support her with building out an offer for this community that she had built through her podcast. And that kind of led me into what I now have, which is called Life in Seasons Coaching, and basically supporting mom business owners with building a business that fits their current season of life and setting things up in a way that truly allows them to both thrive as a mom and the CEO of their business. So it's been a long journey, but I'm finally at that spot where I know where I need to be to really serve my community well.
What a story. There's so many pieces there to touch on, but first I want to go with, it sounds like you just allowed yourself to make shifts for the different seasons that life brought you. What insights did you have in order to start figuring out how to shift, or how could someone shift their business, their entrepreneurship into fitting around their life versus the other way around?
For me, I had to really keep at the forefront, like, why am I doing this business? And I honestly created my business so that I could basically work from home with my babies. I knew that once I became a mom, I could not go back to a 9-to-5, because prior to becoming a mom, I worked as a preschool director. It was never like, okay, once I leave work, that was it. No, I would get the phone calls and text messages, somebody calling out from work. This emergency happened at work, and I didn't want to bring that home. I wanted to be able to set my own schedule. That's kind of what motivated me and really helped me zero in on, okay, how can I set this business up in a way that fits my needs and my family's needs? A big part of my messaging, like if you listen to my podcast or consume any of my content, I always talk about that I am a mom first. My clients know that. So they know, like, if an emergency happens with my kids, that's going to take top priority. And they respect that. And because I speak to that in my content, people know whether or not, like, before they make the decision to reach out about working with me, they know whether or not we would be a good fit, because that's a huge part of my messaging. And so I think that's been like the biggest thing for me to really help me build this business that fits my current season of life.
Sounds like just getting that focus of what is truly important to you in that particular season, and then finding a way to keep that at the forefront that whole time. I love that. You mentioned for a time you were helping people connect their podcasts to their business better. What are a couple of tips you can throw out there for people that want to start a podcast, or they have one going, bridging that gap that can sometimes seem difficult for someone who is maybe brand new to business and things like that?
So it's something I still help my clients with. I'm a really big part of, like, getting visible off of social media. It's like a big part of that is podcasting. But one thing I always say is, before you create your podcast, really have a clear purpose and goal in mind. Like, what are you actually using this podcast for? Because you can literally use your podcast for many different things in your business, whether it's to just focus on growing your email list, whether it's just really to build a community. You have to really get clear on, like, what is your specific purpose, your goal for your podcast, because that's going to drive the type of content you create. So for my clients, that looks like, okay, I want to use this podcast as, one, to generate leads, but also to direct people to specific offers. And so that means that part of their strategy is they have to sell in their podcast content. They have to talk about their offers, but also creating strategic content that speaks to their ideal listeners' pain points. That really helps their ideal listeners see what is the transformation that they can help them achieve through a specific offer. Educating their listeners on things that they may not be aware of that are actually major problems for them, but they're thinking that the problem is something else. So really getting clear on how you're going to use your podcast in your business, and then allowing that to drive the type of content you create in your podcast.
Perfect. Let's back up a little bit. Before you jumped into entrepreneurship, were you an entrepreneur, or did you have other things that you did before that?
So yeah, I was a preschool director. Oh, yeah, I worked in the early childhood field for over 10 years, have a master's in child development. So yeah, I was working with the little ones.
Okay. And what do you feel like that initial jump felt like to you? I love to go back to that part of when you finally, I was a teacher as well, so kind of in a similar field. What was that like to jump into, oh, I'm running my own business now?
It was very freeing in that I have always been the type to struggle being under someone, like having a boss, because I would always bump heads with my boss. I would always have like a differing view. And I think a big part of it was that I was in the thick of it with my staff. And so I saw a lot of things that my supervisor wouldn't see because they weren't in the thick of it. They were doing their own thing. And so I felt a lot of freedom, but I also realized that there was a lot of mindset shifts I needed to make, because when I went from employee to entrepreneur, I brought a lot of those employee habits into my business. And so instead of looking at working with my clients as being, you know, a CEO working with another CEO, sometimes I struggled with setting those boundaries, and it was more like they were treating me like I was their employee. Wow. So quickly picking up on that and realizing like, okay, I need to set boundaries and different things like that, I was able to work on that mindset piece. But yeah, I would say that was probably like the biggest struggle, is that mindset shift.
That's so true. When you're doing that for over a decade, it can be quite the shift to make. But I love that you were able to recognize it quick and that you say boundaries, because I think the whole reason we get into entrepreneurship, or one big reason that a lot of us do, is for that freedom and for the time freedom and for our families and things like that. So if you don't have boundaries, then that really loses its purpose. What do you have for advice for pursuing something new and following those nudges?
The biggest thing is that you have to take imperfect action. And I know that that is hard because, you know, what we put out into the world, we want it to be great. We want it to be perfect. We want it to truly represent who we are. And not to say you don't do that, but a lot of times we can get so caught up in our head overthinking it that we never take action. And so if you truly want to start, you know, taking those steps towards leaving your 9-to-5 or, you know, starting a business, you have to take action. So whatever that is, whatever that looks like for you, if that's just sitting down and figuring out first, okay, what is your business idea going to be, and mapping that out, do that, you know, but you have to start taking those actions, no matter how small they are, because if not, you're just going to stay in that place of wondering, thinking, dreaming of doing it, and never actually taking those steps forward to make it a reality.
Yes, so true. So true. You're a business coach now. And what tips would you have then for, they start taking that imperfect action, how are they going to get that to fit their current season of life? How do you help your clients set up their business so that, you mentioned that it fits different seasons of life? What's kind of the direction we can go with that?
The first thing is, like, we really look at what their current capacity is, like what they actually have the time available. And we focus on those needle movers, those things that are actually going to get things going in their business so that they can start generating income. One, getting clear on their messaging and who their ideal client is and who they're serving. Once we have that down, we need to create a system so that way they're generating leads, they're nurturing those leads and moving them along their funnel so that way they're converting into their paid offers and programs. We focus on those things first instead of all of the other things, like building the perfect website or creating the perfect graphics. While those things are part of running a business, sometimes it can turn into a distraction. If we're spending so much time on those things, we're not going to spend enough time on the needle movers. And so for my clients, I encourage, every day you need to be generating leads. You need to be nurturing your current audience. You need to be selling to them, making them aware of your offers and how you can support them. Those three things are so important and they cannot be neglected. They cannot be things that are put on the back burner, because you're not going to make income. You're not going to make income from spending hours and hours, you know, trying to perfect your website. If you don't even have your messaging down, that website isn't going to do much for you because that messaging needs to be part of that website. And in order to really get that clarity on your messaging, you have to have conversations with the people in your community. You have to see what language they're using. You have to actually hear from them what their pain points are, what they're actually struggling with, what their greatest need is, and how you can come in and support them. That is where you're going to get that rich information. You're going to get those keywords that people tell you about that you need to incorporate, you know, on your website and different things. That is where you're going to get all of that by having those conversations. But if you're not taking the time to do that, everything else, that's just busy work.
So true. The needle movers, we've got to keep our focus on that and that point because we're busy, especially if we're moms. We're busy, we have got families, and we have to prioritize. So I just love that. Tell me about services are you currently offering and how can people work with you?
I have two ways you can work with me. Each quarter I am hosting, it's called the 7-day pod launch Get It Done Week. We're currently in the middle of the first one, so the one in quarter one. And basically in 7 days, we launch your podcast. So it's a combination of you get video materials that kind of walk you through more of like the technical aspects, but also you get live coaching from me. And we work through the mindset blocks that come up with starting a podcast, because a lot of imposter syndrome and different things like that comes up, but also just having that community support, getting feedback from others who are actually launching their podcast alongside you. So I have that. And then I also have my Life in Seasons one-on-one coaching. And basically we work together for 6 months to create a business that fits your current season of life. So we go through everything from developing a visibility strategy for you outside of social media, because one of the things I'm big on is not relying solely on social media to build your business, but also to creating systems and processes. So that way, a lot of things on the back end are automated and not requiring more of your time. And we also dive into building community and building deeper connections with that community, because that is a big part of being able to make money from your business. You have to have a community of hot leads to sell to. If you don't have an audience, you don't really have a business. So we really map out a plan specifically for you. And like I said, it's based on your current season of life. So looking at, you know, the ages of your kids, how much support you actually have with your kids, and setting it up in a way so that way you don't feel like you're overwhelmed, stressed out, or burnt out trying to build this business and still be a present mom.
I'd love to ask at the end, what message would you like the listeners to take away today if they remember nothing else we've discussed? It could be something totally new, but what message do you want them to keep with them?
This is your business. You get to set it up in a way that works for you and your family. Figuring out what that is for you and making that the top priority. So you get to say when your hours of operation are. You get to decide when you do and do not work. And you don't have to follow the traditional 9-to-5. I have clients who they prefer to work on the weekends and, you know, focus on their family during the week. So you get to figure out what that is for you and set it up in a way that fits your current season of life.
Perfect. And finally, where can people connect with you?
So my podcast is the Mama Turned Mompreneur podcast, where I talk about all things motherhood, entrepreneurship. I'm also active on Instagram. My Instagram handle is Mama Turned Mompreneur. And then you can check out my website at mamaturnedmompreneur.com.
Excellent. Thanks so much for being on, and I will link all that in the show notes.
Hey, thanks for being here. I love being able to highlight entrepreneurial journeys because no two are the same. To grab my free sales page planner or to book a discovery call with me, head to the show notes. Finally, please leave a quick review so I can continue this work. See you next week.